Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. With summer being well and truly with us, I'm going to try and reflect this time of our yearly calendar with some appropriate items in this month's edition of Organ First Radio, together with a host of new releases, some requests, and a special contribution from our man up north, Ian Wolstenholme. But here to get the show on the road is Jane McKee Johnson at the 3-manual 17-rank Wurlitzer in Tacoma's Pizza and Pipes venue with June Is Busting Out All Over. Thank you. June is busting out all over, followed by If I Loved You. Both tunes, of course, coming from the musical Carousel, played there by the late Jane McKee Johnson. It's always a pleasure to feature a new recording by Penny Whedon, and following on from her previous thematic CD, which took us on a musical tour of Vienna, Penny has turned her attentions to Britain's green and pleasant land, with a conducted tour of England, played on her Yamaha EL900M. In total, there are 16 tracks, none of which will be unknown to you, comprising of everything from English marches to a good old-fashioned knees-up type pub medley. Even a reprint of a lovely painting by her husband Tony of Gold Hill, Shaftesbury, famous as the backdrop for the Hovis Bread, "He were a grand baker were me dad" adverts, adorns the front cover. So, sticking a pin in the map of the British Isles, where does it land? Right on BBC Broadcasting House, with memories of Uncle Mac and Children's Hour. So, are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll play some Listen to Penny music. Thank you. Listen with Mother, Adventures of Toy Town, Hickory Dickory Dock, Oranges and Lemons, Lavender's Blue, and Rockabye Baby, all in the Children's Hour medley played by Penny Whedon, who turns her attention now to the stirring composition by C.S. Lang by playing his tuba tune. The tuba tune, taken from the latest offering by Penny Whedon from her CD titled A Conducted Tour of England. It's available at all her concerts and at some date in the future from MSS Studios. Back in 2005, my longtime friend and fellow broadcaster Ian Wolstenholme was asked to produce a recording of the Compton organ formerly in the Grand Cinema in Southport. The purpose of the exercise was simple, that to raise funds for the Sue Ryder charity, and the project was such a success inasmuch that all the CDs were sold. But the story begins not in Southport, but in Douglas on the Isle of Man. The former New Regal Cinema had a Compton Theatre organ, a 3-manual 6-rank instrument with the top manual only having couplers. It was installed in the Regal Cinema around 1935 and opened by Dr. George Toutel. The organ was later installed in the Grand Cinema at Southport, a venue that was later refurbished, and the now disused organ was abandoned and buried underneath the stage. It remained there until the mid-1990s, when a Lancashire businessman gathered together a restoration team, and it was dismantled and taken to William Hunter's Vintage Motor Vehicles Museum in Tarleton, halfway between Preston and Southport in Lancashire. The installation there took around 6 months, and to this day the organ is quite an attraction in addition to the vehicles it shares its new home with. So, thanks to Ian Wolstenholme, who recorded the following track, here is organist John Barnett with a rumba twosome of Harbour Lights and I'm in the Mood for Love. ¶¶ Harbour Lights and I'm in the Mood for Love. And thanks once again to both John Barnett and Ian Wolstenholme for that contribution to this month's programme. Time now for a request, and this one comes all the way from Russia, from a listener by the name of Slava Debenev, who asks if I could find time to include something by the Belgium Hammond organist Ray Collignon. I certainly can, Slava, and the three tunes you're about to hear, and I hope enjoy, are extracted from a very early LP recording titled Let's Dance. Diana, Marjolaine and the Liechtensteiner Polka, a special request for one of our programme listeners in Russia, performed by Belgium organist Ray Collignon. Well, let's remain with European organists for a little while longer in order to feature one of two new recordings which have been released by Dirk-Jan Ranzine. Now, one of the things you can always guarantee with Dirk's releases is that they'll contain a number of tunes which are of a very romantic nature. And the title of this release, A Time for Us, just about sums up the music content in a nutshell. A lifelong fan of the Carpenters, I've chosen their hit song from the 1973 album Now and Then, a most beautiful composition that Richard Carpenter wrote in collaboration with John Bettis, and it's titled, of course, Yesterday Once More. Here's Dirk-Jan Ranzine.
there's nothing to sing so
Yesterday, once more. Composer Richard Carpenter has already gone on record as saying that it was his favourite out of all the songs he's written. Well, certainly Dirk Jan Ranzine succeeded in capturing some of the tenderness and great romanticism of the composition. It's the first of 13 tracks on one of his two latest CDs. Details are on our accompanying video screen. And in next month's programme, I'll be featuring tracks from the other recording that he's made. Well, I did say I'd be including some music that was in keeping with the time of the year, and so here's William Davis at the Henry Willis organ in Tatton Hall, Knutsford in Cheshire with In the Good Old Summertime. Late William Davis playing the Henry Willis organ in Tatton Hall in Knutsford in Cheshire, and the tune In the Good Old Summertime. Last November, some friends and I attended what was advertised as a dealer demonstration of the Yamaha CVP-409 and PSR-S900 instruments in a nearby town. Given by two of Yamaha's top artists, James Sargent and Tony Pegler, it proved to be quite an evening. James and I were meeting for the very first time, but Tony and I go back many years, and in fact, we'd not seen each other for more years than either of us cared to think about. Well, as part of their very slick show, they duet on a couple of numbers, so why not sit back and enjoy one of them right now? Here is Rock House. Rock House, played by Tony Pegler and James Sargent. Unless you should hope that the recording is commercially available, sorry to tell you that it was supplied especially and exclusively for the programme by James and Tony. Thanks very much, fellas. I've just received two of the latest recordings from famous American organist Jelani Eddington. One word describes them both, and the word is wow. The one I'm going to concentrate on in this month's show is titled Phoenix Renaissance. It features the five-manual 106 mid-Melosh organ that back in 1974 could best be described as fit only for spare parts. It was built back in the mid-20s for the Atlantic City High School in New Jersey by one of the greatest organ builders when it comes to gargantuan sizes, that is, and the name, of course, Senator Emerson L. Richards. But in 1974, a gentleman by the name of Adrian W. Phillips Jr., who was class organist at the school in 1941, heard that the organ was scheduled to be removed. He purchased it and, over a period of 6 years, transported it to Phoenix, Arizona, and placed it in storage. Having subsequently found a house in which to install it, construction commenced on a special music room which measures 178 feet in length, 35 feet wide, and 24 feet high. By 2006, the organ, with some additional pipework to replace the damaged ranks and to broaden its scope, was well on the way to completion. Organist Lynn Larson, together with a team of four full-time technicians, were responsible for the finished installation. And Jelani Eddington was invited and honoured, no doubt, to be the first person to commit the sounds to a recording. What I enjoy about Jelani's recordings are that they always contain more lengthy items, but in order to play the next track, an Ella Fitzgerald retrospective, I've had to edit out a couple of numbers, but I hope by doing so that my actions won't lessen your enjoyment. Jelani Eddington playing A Tisket A Tasket, You Took Advantage of Me, Little Girl Blue, Slap That Bass, and Shall We Dance. The highlight of this CD is undoubtedly the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor, in three movements, and this one item alone took 14 months to complete. It lasts for 33 minutes, and it's so stunning as to make me want to devote the whole of one half of the show to it. But instead, I can only strongly suggest that you purchase a CD for yourself, because it's just one of the best things that this very talented American organist has ever recorded. Once again, the title is Phoenix Renaissance, and all the details are on our video screen. Time now for another request. It comes from Dick Jarvis, who says that he'd like to hear some recognition for some of the brilliant organists who play sequenced dance music, and goes on to request an item from a CD by one such exponent, namely Richard Keeling. Here he is then with the topical Gone with the Wind film theme music. Thank you. Richard Keeling with the theme music from Gone with the Wind, which I see as enjoying a new lease of life as a stage musical. In my younger days as a cinema projectionist, I was forced to hear that music for a run of 6 weeks at the cinema where I worked, and if I never hear the tune again, it won't be too soon. Anyway, Mr. Jarvis, I hope you enjoyed hearing it. Well, we're almost at the end of the show, and what better way to take us out than with another item which James Sargent and Tony Pegler recorded for me on the Yamaha CVP-409 and PSR S900 instruments. Here they are then with their musical Caravan. Caravan. And I urge you that if Tony and James come your way with an appearance for the local Yamaha keyboards dealerships, then don't pass up the occasion to go along and have a look at the exciting instruments and listen to the equally exciting performances by Tony Pegler and James Sargent. And that's all we have time for this month. In next month's programme, I'll be turning my attention to the other two recordings by Dirk-Jan Ranzine and Jelani Eddington, as well as the latest offering from our own Nicholas Martin. But in the meantime, if you've a request for an organist or piece of music you'd like to be included, then just send me an email and I'll do my best to include it in the show. Until next month, bye for now.
Organ First Radio was produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.